The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do, because I work for you. And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you.
An earth-shaking announcement in Albany, New York today, though not entirely unexpected, as it was announced with the typical polemic rigor that so defines one of the United States' grand political families. Andrew Cuomo has resigned as governor of New York State.
Because as we say, it's not about me, it's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
This resignation culminates a precipitous fall from grace for Governor Cuomo, who but a few short months ago was heralded for his assertive handling of the coronavirus pandemic and touted as a formidable presidential prospect for the 2024 election for the Democratic Party. He resigned today just within the last hour following an inquiry that found he sexually harassed 11 women, mounted legal pressure and demands for his departure by President Joe Biden and others. The results of a five-month independent investigation concluded that Governor Cuomo had engaged in contact that violated U.S. and state law. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat from Western New York, will take over as governor of the state in 14 days. This is VOA News. Afghan insurgents mount.